A.B. Rankin doesn't remember much about Alaska achieving statehood, just a school performance for community members.
So we changed the pictures. There must have been maybe 10 kids' drawings as we sang the song. And that's all I remember about the statehood celebration.
But her other memories of childhood in the 1950s and 60s are much more vivid.
From a grown-up standpoint, it must have been hard. From a kid's standpoint, it was wonderful. We got to, you know, play, go to school. For one thing, I didn't know we were poor. And I think that's kind of wonderful that life was that hard, but the adults didn't make it that obvious to the kids.
To Rankin, a nickel's worth of taffy was considered a huge treat. The town boasted two small grocery stores, but no telephones, no television, and only two or three cars. The mail plane came once a week, weather permitting, and the mail boat brought goods only once a month. After school every day, Rankin would romp around the community with a pack of other kids playing softball with driftwood bats or kicking a can around empty fields. One winter was spent skating on a frozen pond.
And I was never good at it. I couldn't go backwards. I could barely go forwards. But Rafina Shaisnikov and her brothers, I think they could have been Olympians almost as much as they whirled around the ice. It was fun. We had a good time.
But when Saturday came, she and her sister were stuck inside.
My mother, she was born here. She was 100% Alaska Native, but somewhere a gene went astray, I believe. And I don't want to typecast people, but I think there was some German blood in her. To her, one speck of dust was like against the laws of the land, so she could not have dirt anywhere. We would have to dust from ceiling to floor and couldn't go out Saturday until the house was spotless.
Her mother was so particular about cleanliness that she had her father paint the entire house twice a year.
I think that's what's holding my house up is the layers of paint on the wall, because Christmas and Easter, the walls had to be painted because it was going to be a holiday.
When she was 14 years old, she had outgrown the tiny four-room schoolhouse and was sent off to high school in Sitka, then college in Washington. She said her rural Unalaska education and kindergarten teaching materials didn't quite prepare her for life on the outside.
I thought it would be like Dick and Jane and Spot and Puff, and it isn't. You know, that's what I thought. Everybody lived in a house with a sidewalk and a white picket fence, and they don't. And I was kind of shocked.
But 12 years of living outside of Unalaska, getting married, and having two children made moving back to the island in 1975 seem like a shock as well. That winter, water was rationed and planes couldn't land because the plow for the runway broke down.
I mean, it was not an easy winter, and I thought, oh my gosh, what have I done? I brought the children from America to what felt like the remotest area of the universe, even though I had grown up here.
But she remembered that this, in fact, was home, and like in her childhood, she started to make the most of it.